This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
The current progressive agenda may push this nation back to a more primitive past. That is the conclusion of Glenn Elmers, who wonders if the current assault on reason and nature can last. He provides many examples. Reinstituting racial segregation and replacing individual rights with group rights. Abandoning poor and minority neighborhoods to lawlessness by defunding the police and decriminalizing many offenses. Eliminating opportunities for women in sports by forcing them to compete against men. Impoverishing working-class American citizens by enriching a global oligarchy while flooding the labor market with illegal aliens. And eliminating due process and the rule of law by resurrecting pre-trial detention, as well as extra-legal punishment and even the presumption of guilt for political enemies. It's a long list that demonstrates that this agenda will return us to a less civilized past. In fact, you sometimes have to go way back in history to find some examples of such ideas being promoted. The irony is that these ideas are being promoted by critics who believe their solutions will help us overcome some of the injustices in the past. Glenn Elmers reminds us that it took two millennia for Western civilization to implement important principles like limited constitutional government, equal nature rights, and an impartial administration of justice. Leaders of the progressive movement are convinced of their own moral superiority, but also seem unwilling to learn from the mistakes in our past. This seems like yet another example of the oft-quoted phrase that the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you hear on Viewpoints by visiting pointofview.net. Pointofview.net.